Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
A new economic crisis fix.
It's in the right direction on the right types of loans.
As the tide of red ink rises.
The average American household has assumed unprecedented levels of debt.
The new and safer cars on the road.
A lot more make this year's top safety pick list. A lot more.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It's the latest chapter in the government's attempts to deal with the greatest financial crisis since the Great Depression. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson this morning takes the wraps off a new proposal aimed at consumer credit. Live to CBS News reporter Larry Miller with the details.
The plan is to use up to $100 billion of the Financial Rescue Fund to help companies that issue credit cards and make auto and student loans. It's meant to help thaw the frozen consumer credit market. According to USC business professor Lawrence Harris, the move could be a good one.
It will be stabilizing the banks, and once the banks are stable, then credit situation will substantially improve.
But Harris has this warning.
There's simply no sense extending credit to people if they can't pay off the credit they already have.
And credit card debt continues to be a big problem for a lot of families. CBS's Steve Kathan has that story.
The piles of leaves are manageable outside Janine Kane's Rochester, New York home. The mountain of debt she's under isn't.
They want $1,225.59.
She and her husband are working four jobs between them to try to cut into $23,000 in credit card debt.
It wasn't any extravagant items that we went out, or jewelry or TVs or anything like that. It was basically stuff to live with.
The Kanes are part of a growing group economists call the near bankrupt.
The average American household has assumed unprecedented levels of debt.
Consumer finance expert Robert Manning has come up with a widely used formula that many debt resolution companies now use. It helped Barnett Hoffman stay in his California home.
I've been through some tough times.
How much?
You know, I've never thought I'd have to go bankrupt.
He didn't, and in more cases now, lenders are willing to settle for recouping some of their potential losses, with borrowers getting a new start. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The grim picture of the economy is expected to get bleaker in about half an hour when the government releases its revised gross domestic product numbers for the third quarter. University of Maryland economist Peter Morisi.
The new GDP report will likely show that the economy contracted a bit more than was originally estimated, and that the economy is even slowing more than expected.
A day after introducing key members of his economic team, President-elect Barack Obama holds another Chicago news conference to announce more of the people he's chosen to advise him on the economy. But for car buyers who put safety first, there's a bonanza of models from which to choose on showroom floors. In Washington, CBS News correspondent John Harchi has the story.
The results of all those crash tests are in, and there are lots of winners.
This year we have 72 winners. That's more than we've ever had since we started giving away top safety pick awards.
At the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, David Zuby.
Ford and its subsidiary Volvo have the most awards of any vehicle manufacturer. They have 16. Honda has 12. Chrysler is the only manufacturer not to have a single top safety pick. It fell short in head restraint.
The Institute says good head restraint design means less chance of whiplash. John Harchi, CBS News, Washington.
With Black Friday's official launch of the holiday shopping season comes advice on what toys Santa should avoid putting under the tree. Elizabeth Hitchcock is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group.
We focused in on phthalates and on lead because they're newly regulated in the product safety bill that was passed this summer.
U.S. PIRG releases details of its 23rd annual toy safety survey in Washington this morning. Time on the Roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Jurors deliberated less than 3 hours before convicting a Colorado Springs woman of murdering her children nearly 6 years ago. 41-year-old Deborah Nichols was accused of killing her three kids by burning down her home for the insurance money. Prosecutors allege she doused her couch with accelerant, sat her three children on the couch, and then lit it. She and her husband then went to a bar. Nichols faces life in prison without parole. Her husband, Timothy, is already serving life without parole. A pilot just missed some houses in Boulder by banking his small plane just before it crashed. The Boulder County Sheriff's Department says 37-year-old Jason Patton walked away from the wreckage unharmed. He was taking off from the Boulder Municipal Airport in his single-engine home-built airplane early yesterday afternoon. Not much of a slowdown expected this week at DIA. 929,000 people expected to travel through the airport. That's down 20,000 folks from last year. Here's some travel tips for the week from DIA's Jeff Green.
Allow yourself at least 2 hours before a flight. Please be patient and, you know, come on in. Do your research ahead of time. Check in online. Use curbside baggage check.
The busiest travel day of the week will be Sunday. And it's scary enough making your way across Colorado's Royal Gorge on the bridge. How about flying over it with a jetpack strapped to your back? Eric Scott did it yesterday. He'd already done test flights off the bridge.
At that point, I was like, you know, I think this machine can probably get across there. I've been doing it for about 16 years, so I typically don't make calls of things that I can't accomplish and the machine's not capable of.
A good idea. He had 30 seconds of fuel and 9 seconds to spare when he made it across. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Police have wrapped up an investigation on Broadway at C-470. We'd had a closure there for the better part of the overnight hours. Traffic is now able to get through. However, could be some activities in that area as things are winding down. Volume is building on I-25 on the southbound side downtown, as well as on 270 across Commerce City. If you're taking off for an early vacation,
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
You can make out like a bandit. But if you don't have money, it's like being a small rodent on a wheel inside a cage. All you do is just go round and round and round and round and round and ruminate about how you don't have money. And I don't know one person, at least in my immediate circle of friends, and also people that I just talk to, who don't have, for some reason, some kind of economic squeeze on them. And what I mean by this is that even if you have a job, even if you're not overextended on your credit cards, even if you're not, you don't have a house payment that would give you a huge toothache, everybody I know has something popping up this time of the year that is hindering them from having a normal holiday season. It's like there's some... Okay, now this is going to sound really bizarre, coming from me especially. It's like there's some bizarre curse over the country. This feeling of some kind of doom and gloom. Now, is that because we're crawling to January the 20th? Just waiting for Barack Obama to get in? Is that the reason? Is there some kind of, which I don't believe in, but is there some kind of karma thing going on? Are we reaping what we sow? Now, I'm sure there's a lot of you out there who would come forward and you'd say, well, Jay, it's not that bad. We have no problems whatsoever. But the people I talk to and the people who send me emails at am760.net, they all are saying the same thing. We're not spending any money this year. We had this come up and this come up, whether it's health insurance payments or car trouble or some other disaster. And it's like we're living in this big Friday the 13th, which leads me to this point. Barack Obama has unveiled his economic team. And already the left is starting to scream that progressives are being marginalized, that we're getting screwed. I wrote about this in my blog this morning at jmarvinblog.com, that we're, you know, that all of this is going on. And you know something? Mary and I were at lunch yesterday, and we were talking about this. First of all, why can't these people leave Barack Obama alone? Who cares who it is that he puts in office with him, that he puts in his cabinet? It's the ideas that'll count. It's the execution of those ideas that will count. And here they are starting to cause trouble and to bitch when the guy isn't even in office. He hasn't taken the oath. It's not day one. We're still how many days away till January the 20th? What are we, 56 days away? And people are going nuts already? I mean, I wish that George Bush, which I also wrote about on my blog, I wish George Bush would give us an early Christmas present, and that is move out of the White House now. You know, stuff Dick Cheney in the trunk of his limo, get the hell out of town, go to Crawford where they can play video games and kill as many people as they want and wreck as many countries as they want and just stay away from us. And let Obama go in now and start to work on things. Because he's obviously ready to hit the ground running. I mean, he's working on all this stuff every single day, which is a far cry from what we've had. But the left is after him. Well, there's too many Clinton retreads in the cabinet, and there's too many centrists, and there's center-right people, and you got guys like Lawrence Summers. And I agree that Lawrence Summers is not a great guy. I mean, I agree with you on that. But let's see what he does. And stop judging him prematurely. This always turns out for better or for worse to be the J. Marvin Lecture Hour, where I get into all of this stuff and just tell you what's on my mind. But I think everybody deserves a fair chance. Republican, Democrat, Independent, Anarchist, Socialist, Libertarian, whatever it may be. Look, we voted for the guy, we elected him. Let's give him a shot at trying to do something here instead of jumping all over him. We got a terrible habit. We eat our own. We always have, and maybe we always will. Great example of this. You ever been to the forum on AM760.net? There's very little on there that's positive. Most of it is negative. Most of it's attacks against me. It's attacks against Mario. It's attacks against the radio station. If I got blown out here tomorrow, I think I'd be able to get another job. As a matter of fact, I got an email from a guy this morning who inquired about if I was interested in this new network that they're going to start putting together, and whether I was interested in perhaps taking part in it, which would mean minimal syndication at the beginning and maybe something down the line. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you about this. And I told the guy, listen, I don't care about that. The only thing I care about is Denver and the Front Range, because I really love it here. But thing is, if I got blown out, I could probably get another gig. But my point is about us eating our own. Nobody has anything positive to say about the radio station. And what a gift this radio station is. I mean, you can dislike me all you want, and that's fine. That goes with the territory. In talk radio, you're never going to make everybody happy. But my point to this is we eat our own. Instead of looking at it as, wow, what a wonderful thing this is, and we should try hard to support the radio station, and we should patronize the sponsors, and we're lucky to have it, because it could go away, or maybe we would never have it in the first place. We don't look at it that way. We look at it as cannibalization. They're doing this wrong, they're doing that wrong, they're doing this wrong. Bashing their own radio station. And there are a couple of people on there that are standouts. One of them is this guy Xanadu, who I really know who he is. I know his real name, because somebody tipped me off to it. And I don't care. Let them post on there. Who cares? But the thing is, it's just typical of the way we are. And we're going to get this way about Obama. And we're going to start going down this road with Barack Obama. And Lord knows we need to give the guy a chance, because we're in bad shape. I mean, does anybody think that we would end up like this? Did you ever think this in your wildest dreams? Unless you had a crystal ball or an extremely good knowledge of economics. Does anybody think we would end up in this situation? I never thought we would. I knew what was going on was wrong. I know that Reaganomics is wrong. The trickle-down is wrong. But I never thought we'd be in this situation. Having to bail out the Citigroup not once but twice? And we're going to talk more about the economy here as the morning goes on. Okay, am I done with my editorial? Well, if you call at 303-713-7600 and you want to respond to any of this, then I'll talk to you. If not, I'm well prepared to carry this on, because I always have a lot to say in the morning. Oh, and I just thought of a song that would replace MacArthur Park, John. And I don't know if we have it or not. Do we have Alvin and the Chipmunks and the Christmas song?
Oh, of course we do.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- over again.
That'll drive them crazy.
I mean, you know, it's like, okay, folks, empty your brains. I got to have, you know, I got to be a thought starter. Empty your brains. Maybe you can tell me why the left eats its own. I'd really like to know why that goes on. Why does the left eat its own and the right never does this? Although they're having trouble now. But they traditionally never do it. Anybody want to answer that question? 303-713-7600. 618, 18 minutes after the hour. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Turk on traffic.
Jay, police have wrapped up that ongoing investigation at Broadway and C-470. Traffic is moving through there better. We did have an overnight suspicious package there, as that is no longer a problem area. We are looking at some jams as you're coming into downtown. On southbound 25, first you're going to see it up in Thornton, around Thornton Parkway, and again after you get past Park Avenue. But really the freeway is looking pretty clear so far this morning. Your forecast?
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Making them happy.
Oh, awesome! I love this!
That's what I want for Christmas.
Shop Walmart first this Friday. Get a Garmin 3.5-inch Nuvi 200 GPS for $97. Or pick up a faded Glory fleece-lined hoodie for $8. That's this Friday only from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. With thousands of new rollbacks, Christmas costs less at Walmart. These one-time offers are available while supplies last. No rain checks. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
When it comes to restaurants, some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Bob's Google page with Yahoo and brought Mariachi's into his office.
What the?
Now Yahoo Search brings you even more info from sites you trust, like City Search and Sagat.
Try searching a restaurant on your CP.
Whoa, those results have photos, ratings, phone numbers?
Even says live music.
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
Maybe it's just me being a coach and all, but I thought winning was supposed to be hard. So Staples is doing this gifted for free thing where 10,000 people are going to win their entire purchase. GPSs, digital cameras. You know what? You're awesome at listening to the radio. You deserve a trophy or something, too. I mean, everyone else is winning these days. 10,000 winners, everything in the cart. Where's the challenge, Staples? Go to giftedforfree.com if you absolutely must.
No purchase necessary. Go to giftedforfree.com for official rules. Must be 18 or older. Ends 12/24/08.
You know where knowing the name of George Clooney's first movie meets me winning something huge? I'm there.
Yeah, knowing that can win you a new iPod Nano. It's State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Increased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
Yeah, don't want to call the show? Okay, fine. Listen to this. The full version.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Okay!
Uh-oh, isn't this great? Twenty-two minutes after this, the hour here, mostly sunny, high today 62, 303-713-7600. Why is it the left eats its own? Why is that? What's going on? Is that the big tent theory, or is that the reverse of the big tent theory? Well, look at the phones. Nobody wants to call. Maybe we should just pop this up. Let us play it. Alvin? No, it's very good voice. That's Alvin. All right. Don't make me go nuclear, as the Republicans say. Don't make me use the nuclear option, which is MacArthur Park.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you're a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
All right, enough. I can't take it. 6:24, 24 minutes after 6. Even I don't. And man, when I was in music radio, God, we had to play this every single year at Christmas time. And I once got in trouble, too, for working midnight to 5 in the morning and tracking the whole Alvin and the Chipmunks, tracking the whole album. And the program director went berserk. Let's go to Ron in Denver. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jake.
Hey.
Thank you for your show, being stand-up, having some backbone, a lot of backbone than a lot of the people up here in Washington, D.C. But I just want to say people are... They've missed. They wasn't listening when Barack Obama gave his speech when he got nominated. We either sink or swim together. We're all in this together, and if we don't, unless we pull together, this country is going to be another third world country. God forbid. I would hate to see that. But you got these fat cats up here in on Wall Street scamming and scheming and. This is the biggest heist in American history, and they continue to scheme to do other heists, and they don't even have to use a gun or a tank. They rob the American people of their dignity, of the right to work, of everything. This is ridiculous, but for the left to sit up here and condemn this man who's not even in office yet, I mean, this is ignorant. It doesn't even make sense to... It's not rocket science, it's what's going on. If people would just sit back and support this man instead of condemning him and already putting him away, saying, oh, he's not this, he's not that. Well, why didn't you run then?
Yeah, well, Bob Herbert makes a pretty good case for Obama today in the New York Times. And, boy, we have lacked leadership for so long.
Yeah.
And why don't we just let him do his thing and see what comes out of it? But you know something? We have this terrible habit. Those of us who consider us to be on the left, that we have this terrible habit of eating our own. Now, if there's any conservatives listening this morning who want to chime in, I'd be interested in what they would say about the idea of what goes on the right. I mean, does the right engage in this kind of behavior? It sure doesn't seem like it, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And if they would just take a look and go back, start back 8 years, almost 8 years from this day, what has this president, this jackleg, that stood out here on the front steps of the Department of Treasury with the other clown, Hank Paulson, he looked like he's scared to death, petrified. And this, just give this man a chance. I believe in him. I believe in this country. I served in the Army, and I still deal with prejudice. This stuff is, I mean, it amazes me how this man started from nothing, and the way he put his team together, they condemned him for being a community leader. Well, look what the community leader did.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I'm on the Obama train 100%.
I am too.
And I'm not going to carry water for him when I think he makes a mistake. But I'll tell you one thing: I'm certainly not going to go after him before he gets there. And what we need right now is the most positive outlook we possibly can generate.
That's right.
Ron, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you later. You too.
All right.
Let's go to Becky in Longmont. Becky, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, you know, I just kind of going to bring up something you were talking about yesterday, and that's the current presidential regime. And, you know, I think they just can't help themselves beating us up all the time, you know, because they're trying still to protect their cash.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is? We're beating each other up. Why are we beating each other up?
Well, I don't know. I don't feel that way because I don't listen to the stuff you're talking about.
Well, but if you read various columnists around the country who are on the left, I mean, they're already on him for his cabinet appointments. Like, why don't they just chill out and let's see what happens and see what Obama and the people that he's appointed, let's see what they're capable of doing.
You said people on the left are doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's sad.
But it's a typical thing that we engage in all the time. I mean, we always cannibalize ourselves, whether it's attacking this radio station or it's attacking politicians from the left. We do it. And you know what? I don't exempt myself from that. I've done it, too.
Well, do you think they're just trying to create news?
No, I think it's I think it's an ideological struggle that's actually out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't understand that. I don't feel that way myself. So I, you know, I'm like the other guy that just called. I'm totally behind Obama because I think he's got a good plan. He's proving himself. And I think that's about all we can do is watch him prove himself. You know?
Yeah, we got to give him. We got to give him a chance, and we have got to stop this constant. You know, we pulled together for the election. Now we're going the other direction again.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got to stop it. I mean, I don't know why we keep fighting among ourselves all the time. And we're supposed to be people who believe in a great deal of tolerance, yet we lack tolerance towards people with other points of view to a certain degree, particularly if they're inside our camp. And I just think walking lockstep is wrong, but I also think just, you know, trying to snatch victories from the, trying to snatch victory from the, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory is like a, just to me is like a stupid thing.
Yeah, I'm totally lost because I haven't been where you've been, you know, I haven't heard all this, you know, or read what you're talking about. Too busy working, trying to make money, you know?
Yeah, I understand, but that's part of my job is to read this stuff, and I see it, and it's a very disturbing trend. Becky, thanks, and have a good day.
Hey, wait, Jay, I wanted to ask you one more thing.
Sure.
When are we going to find out the assets of the current president and his cohorts?
Probably.
As opposed to what they used to have.
Probably after they leave office.
Yeah. Well, I know for sure, I just feel, anyway, that we're going to see that they are way richer than they ever could have if they hadn't been in office. You know, and I don't
I think they definitely profited, too. I think there's a real conflict of interest between Halliburton and Dick Cheney.
Totally. That's what I wanted to hear you say.
Yeah, I really believe that. Becky, have a good day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600, just a couple of lines away from MacArthur Park, because the cake is out in the rain, and it's melting, like the calls to the show. Manuel, on I-25, you're on AM-760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Jay? How you been?
I've been hanging in, man. How are you?
Pretty decent. Just wanted to tell you that I believe that what you're talking about is self-criticism, that the Democratic base, it's a lot more broad than the Republican base. The Republican base is pretty much Bush outlined it. You're with us or you're with the terrorists. And that's the way they think. If you don't fall into that precise profile, you don't belong. You don't belong to the Republican. I used to be a Republican back in the day. My family used to be Republican. But they have alienated so many people that it's just, you're talking to basically clones of each other. And if you don't belong to that same group, you just simply are not part of that party. Now, as far as the Democrats and in general, the more liberal-minded people here in the country, there's a way more broad base all the way from the, you know, extreme left to the center guys. I think that more independents have voted Democratic this past election because of that same reason, because they're a lot more inclusive. And that's why you've seen all this kind of clashes going on. That's what I believe in.
Well, I think there's a difference between criticism when you have something to criticize and just plain out eating your own. And
yeah.
I think in Barack Obama's case, we're just plain out eating our own. And then the other thing is that, yeah, we've got to figure out a way to agree to disagree, but
right,
not become intolerant and get into this whole situation of, well, I'm more of a progressive than you are, and he's not progressive, and she's not progressive enough. Right now, the way the country sits, you know, I don't care if it's a Republican who can come up with the results. I just want the results.
That's right, yeah. It doesn't matter who you come from. If you can deliver the results, if you can perform, then, you know, we're going to be with you. But the problem with this last year is it's been just a disaster. You know, no one has done anything, and no one has been held accountable for anything at all. So everybody suffers for it. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say. And I know you've mentioned a couple of times that, you know, if Obama didn't win, you were going to leave. Sir, you cannot leave. Please, You have a duty. You have a job to do here. And saying you wouldn't do that. I lived in Barcelona for years. And I'm telling you, this is the place you need to be in. You're doing an excellent job, and I appreciate it.
So you don't think I should go to Barcelona, huh?
Not to live. You should go visit and have some great time. Yeah.
What about Madrid?
Madrid? Well, I was married to a Catalana for over 13 years, and they're great people. There's a lot of culture clashes there. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well,
it's a beautiful city. It's a beautiful city.
All right, I guess I'll have to think about going to Paris. Hey, Manuel, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Take care. Talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later. 6:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. John Turk gets into it with traffic.
Pretty standard drive around town, Jay. No delays as you're heading into the town. Seeing a few higher volume, rather, as you're heading in on southbound 25 from 104th down past 84th, again, after Park Avenue. But 225, looking at top speed, so is I-70 and C-470 down on the south end. Seeing a little more headlights there as well on westbound 76 in Commerce City as you're approaching 270. One little blip on the radar out there. Traffic light malfunctions at 12th and Logan. Your forecast, mild and windy at times, mostly sunny conditions this afternoon. Look for a high around 65 degrees. Right now, 44 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Make the leap from paying cash to using Express Toll. You won't have to stop at toll booths or dig for change. And starting in January, you'll see...
This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all, your family still needs things. That's why Rent-A-Center has high-quality merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. To learn more, visit CreditFreeLife.com or call 877-644-4244 toll-free. This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. We look forward to serving.
Hi, Craig. Remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You gotta get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. I did it a long time ago when I turned 50. It wasn't that bad at all. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about a new AM 760 sponsor, Replace a Lens. Why not recycle and reuse your eyeglass frames by simply replacing your lenses? Other retailers want you to spend more by buying new frames and lenses. Go Lab Direct with Replace a Lens for the lowest prices in town on lenses and eyewear. Tell Replace a Lens you heard this ad on AM 760 and get single vision lenses for $30 a pair, bifocals for $40 a pair, and progressive no-line bifocals at just $50 a pair. Replace a Lens is located in Denver in the southwest corner of Iliff and Trenton, just east of Quebec. Call 303-752-1234. Or go to replacealens.com. Progressive lenses at progressive prices for progressive listeners. Replace a Lens, 303-752-1234. That's 303-752-1234. And at replacealens.com.
It is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited-time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
On the move, in the groove, and your anti-talk show, your antidote to screaming white men making outrageous over-the-top claims. 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour, mostly sunny, high today, 62. We're talking about the fact that people are already bashing Obama. Like, you know, here we go again. Okay, the left eats its own. 303-713-7600. We don't need right-wing America to destroy us. We're just going to do it ourselves. We win one of the greatest elections in the history of this country, and already people are squealing about Obama being too centrist. What difference does it make what he is? As long as he can get the job done and reverse the mess this country's in. I don't understand the logic here. It's not only Obama, it's everything. We're constantly, has anybody ever noticed this? We're constantly doomed to lose because we are constantly, A, underfinanced, and B, we can never stop fighting with each other. To me, this election that just took place was a miracle. There are so many fissures in this party. Let's go to Tony in Denver. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, I'm a huge political buff myself, and I'm not sure where unfortunately I'm unemployed right now, so I spend a lot of the day reading blogs and going online, and I don't see this eating yourself mentality that you're talking about. Can you give me some examples?
Yeah, I sure can. Mark Cooper has an interesting blog entry in which he rails against this idea that everybody is like trashing Obama, and he makes the point that it's not the people, it's the ideas. There are places like Open Left is one of them. There are, let me think of some other ones that are doing it. There is, I believe the Democratic Underground is doing it. There are various commentators, columnists, pundits that are doing it. All you have to do is run through and read all of the blogs. Now, there are also some people that are sticking up for him. One of them, most notably, is Bob Herbert today in the New York Times, which you can access online, where he talks about the fact that, okay, finally we got some leadership here. Finally we got a president who gets it about people being unemployed. But if you go look at a lot of these left-wing sites, they're on Obama's case. The Daily Kos would be another one, I think, where there's some entries in there that are, you know, they're not getting on him personally, but they're getting on him for the cabinet picks that he's made. And I think Cooper makes the best argument, which is, who gives a damn who he picks as long as the ideas are carried out?
Yeah. You know, I mean, like I said, I haven't really seen a lot of the more vitriolic attacks from the left that you're talking about, but I do believe that, you know, that's kind of what makes our party strong and unfortunately also weak at the same time, is that we have this diverse, base of views. And should we all shut up if we don't agree with what he does, or should we be able to say it out loud? And then, you know, that gets translated as a will, and maybe that changes some minds sometimes. I mean, you look at Move On, and they're pretty far left, and they have a lot of very specific views, and they're very open about them. And I think that's kind of changed the way that the Democrats have started to see things. And I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, I think it's actually a good thing that we don't have this top-down mentality where, hey, listen, if you don't agree with us, shut the hell up and just believe in what we're doing. So I personally believe that we have this intellectual curiosity in our party, but we do have this wide-ranging views, you know, from the far left, which, you know, can be very vitriolic, like the far right can be. And I think it's good. I think it's good for our party, and I think it's good to get all those views out.
Well, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. My only gripe is that sometimes we do it where we shouldn't be doing it. For instance, Barack Obama has not taken office.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't done anything yet. And to simply get on him over his cabinet choices, let's see what he does.
Yeah,
let's see where he goes. And then if he doesn't do the right things or what people deem as being the wrong things, and they're coming from the left, then let it go. I mean, criticism is valuable, and dissent is valuable. And marching along lockstep is not valuable. But it's also not valuable when you're in a situation, as we're in now, which is terrible. And most of us have never seen anything like this in our lifetimes. And he's going to need all the help, and he's going to need all the support he possibly can to try to turn this thing around. And you've got these people who are nipping at his heels over everything. You know what? I tried to get David Sirota on the show this morning, but he's got a TV appearance. But David Sirota wrote, and I love David. You know I love him, but he wrote a column saying, are progressives being marginalized under Obama? And to me, this is the wrong time to be thinking about stuff. Because, look, this is the bottom line. Democrats, left or left of center, or wherever you sit on the spectrum, independents, conservatives, nothing wrong with having a dialogue. Should always have that. But to a certain degree, with what we're facing, we got to pull together. Because this is not a university laboratory type theory discussion or a theory discussion on talk radio. What this is a real problem that involves millions of people and involves people we know. And it affects you and me, or you and I guess is the right way to say it. So what are we going to do about this? We gonna fight with each other? Are we going to pull it together? And if you look at some of the historic struggles that the left's been involved in, they always fall apart. I give you a really good example. Go look at the history of the Spanish Civil War, where you had all these competing factors on the left, and you had no money, and they received no help because FDR would give them no help, and they could have stopped fascism, and they could have prevented World War II. But my point is that the left fought each other. Not physically, but with words, and had no solidarity. And they ended up losing. I mean, they lost because they didn't have as many arms as Franco had, but then on the other hand, how can you win a battle if you're battling with yourself?
Yeah. I think that I was a huge supporter of him, and I spent a ton of time working on his campaign, and I think everybody did come together. And right now, I do think that this is probably one of the worst times in our history economically. And hopefully, once he does get into office, I mean, he's still almost 2 months out from getting into office, which is crazy that we're focusing so much on what he's doing, what his picks are, and he's not even in office yet. So I do agree with you. I think that the left has done that, historically, and I think that's kind of who we are, though. We're these people with very vast, and we hold our views very strongly, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on where you stand. But yeah, I'm with you. I think we need to get together and do as much as we can to support him.
We need to chill out and let him do his thing and help him do his thing. Hey, Tony, thanks. Great call.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Scott in Parker. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, it's now Scott in Littleton. I made it this far while I was waiting for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry I didn't get to you earlier.
No problem, man. I'll and wait as long as you can play Alvin and Chipmunk.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Hey, I got an idea about this. Is it possible that progressives like us suffer from a little too much idealism and not enough pragmatism, that we want some kind of magic wand to get waved and all this is going to change magically? And when it doesn't, we get furious and start to infight?
I think we do suffer from a lot of idealism, but I think that can be a positive as well as a negative, particularly since over the last 8 years, and actually over the last 28 years, we've received a pretty severe beating verbally,
Yeah, we have taken a beating, but, these people that Obama is picking for the cabinet are smart, experienced people who, like you, are going to implement the policies, implement the ideas. But they're not some, I don't know who they're extremists on the left, think that Obama can find somebody to put in a cabinet post who can make this all instantly happen and it's all going to get better overnight. And so when he picks somebody like Clinton or who do you pick for health and human services? The name lost me.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, these people know what they're doing. They're on board with him. They're going to implement the big idea. Just because they've served previous presidents or worked on different things doesn't mean they're not going to play ball, that they're not going to do what we're trying to accomplish here in this country now. And I think there's people who are just so wide-eyed with idealism and no practical understanding that they think it's all just going to get fixed magically. It's going to take a lot of work.
I bounce between the two poles. I bounce between the pole of being extremely idealistic to the pole of wanting to be extremely pragmatic, which is what I said before. I don't care what your political orientation is. I don't give a damn. If you can get us out of this and you have constructive ideas on how to get us out of this, then I'm always willing to listen.
Yeah, this is one time when it's absolutely perfect to be right in the center lane.
Yeah, see, I agree too, because you're going to have to get everybody on board here. You just can't do it yourself.
Right.
And we're not going to get anything out of punishing conservatives.
There are no wizards that he can appoint that are going to snap their fingers and wave the wand and it's all going to get better.
Yep, you know what? The best deal is this. Everybody feels a little pain.
There you go.
I'm up for that. Hey,
I'll
Scott, thanks, man.
Take it easy, Jay.
All right, thanks for the call.
Anytime.
You got it. 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Turk rolls out that traffic.
Still looking nice and light in and around the city, Jay. The usual jams on southbound 25, first in North Glen, again once you approach downtown. Also, 225 building in Aurora once you get out on Parker Road in both directions there. Do have a problem in the high country, a rollover crash eastbound I-70 near Genesee. Also, back in town, we have some traffic lights are not working there in Capitol Hill at 12th and Logan. Your forecast, sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey guys, Fantastic Sam's knows you want to look your best for the holidays, even though times are tough. Fantastic Sam's.
Right now, our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
When it comes to holiday recipes, some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Amy's Google page with Yahoo and filled her kitchen with live turkeys. Wait till you see how Yahoo Search can help with recipes.
Did that turkey just type pumpkin pie?
Yep, which instantly gives us this drop-down menu.
Suggesting a ton of recipes and cooking ideas. Helpful.
Cool. Now, how about dinner?
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
You know, when it comes to car batteries failing, it happens to all of us. That's why you ought to visit an Interstate Batteries dealer and get your battery tested so you won't be left stranded this winter. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, encouraging you to get your battery tested. Get the peace of mind that comes from knowing you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit interstatebatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Tested, trusted. Interstate Batteries.
Help you. They are people who have complete information about the vehicles. I think I mentioned this, that I'd gone looking at a vehicle. I'm not going to say what it is. And the guy who was waiting on my friend and myself didn't know anything about the car. That's really disconcerting. So get to Rocky's Autos. Their hours are 9 until 8, Monday through Saturday. It's Rocky's Autos. They're right there at the historic location of 63rd. And Federal.
Reason number 9 to switch to GEICO. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance.
It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with GEICO. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology. Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This week only, you can get the new TomTom 1-125 for under $100. It's the GPS that works right out of the box, and at just $99.95, it's the perfect holiday gift at the perfect price. TomTom, go confidently.
You into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760.
I've sought leaders who could offer both sound judgment and fresh thinking.
And that's Barack Obama unveiling his economic team yesterday. 6:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, 62. We're talking about the fact that people are complaining about Obama's picks and that the left just continues to eat its own. You know, and whether we should be doing that now, in the shape that the country is in, or and also not giving Obama a chance is also not a good thing. Let's go to Dave in Thornton. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
I've been really frustrated this morning listening to another radio station, and I need some clarity, and I thought I'd come to you. They've been talking about how Obama, quote-unquote, is not a citizen.
Oh, are they still on that?
Right next door to you. They're doing it right now. How he's not a citizen. He was born in Kenya, and there's multiple lawsuits. Could you please talk a little bit about that? Because they say the documents are fake. What do we do about this?
Well, we don't have to do anything about it because an authentic display, I mean, his authentic's not the right word. His birth certificate was on display at his campaign office, and the birth certificate has been subject to examination. Go to factcheck.org or to Snopes.com, and you'll see that this is a fallacy. And the thing that really gets me about it is, here we are, and it's now November the 25th, and they're still going on about this? I mean, come on. You know, I mean, how long can you make a horse gallop before it just falls to its knees and dies?
Well, they're saying they're trying to get the Electoral College not to have the votes cast.
They're not going to be successful at that. And one of those lawsuits that was brought about was dismissed in court. I mean, look, if you're going to run for the presidency of the United States, do these people realize, does the world realize that you don't think that the FBI, you don't think that the intelligence services in the United States, the Secret Service, you don't think they're not going to vet somebody totally to make sure that they're not going to do it, that they're just going to let the position, the world's most powerful position just be handed over to somebody without knowing anything about their background?
I would think not. I would think that would be the most strenuous check anybody would ever go through. But, you know, Mr. Berg is on another radio station in your building now, and they're just talking it up like a storm, and they're, you know, it's crazy. Well, I guess they're so frustrated that he got in that they're going to do everything they can to get him out.
How about this? Right now, there's not a lot to talk about in regard to him unless you want to get into his cabinet picks. And they're just grinding up old mud and trying to sell it as new concrete, and it's not going to work. Dave, thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dr. Christian Weller about the Citigroup bailout and about the economy. Stick around.
Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. The Red Kettle program has been the Salvation Army's signature fundraising effort for many years. Through your generous donations, the Salvation Army has helped thousands of Denver families, especially during the holiday season. In fact, 83 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to help those right here in Denver. And the Red Kettle campaign provides seasonal employment by hiring bell ringers. The Salvation Army can't do this without you. Help a needy family in Denver this holiday season. Stop by your local King Supers, Safeway, or Walmart to make a donation. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
For free information, 1-800-293-4131.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani, and there's breaking news from Washington. Within the hour, the Federal Reserve announced a fresh $800 billion effort to give the economy a shot in the arm.
It's a recognition we still have a big problem.
The Fed will use the money to buy mortgage securities and securities related to consumer loans. New York University professor Lawrence White calls the Fed's response to the problem breathtaking.
It is a strong statement by the Fed that it's going to take massive, broad, forceful efforts to try to break the back of the crisis.
And about an hour from now, the Treasury is expected to take the wraps off a second part of the new 1-2 punch, an effort to grease the gears for more credit card, auto, and student loans. The economy was weaker than previously estimated in the third quarter of the year. University of Maryland economist Peter Morici says a report the government put out a short time ago on gross domestic product points to soft spots across the board.
GDP fell by 0.5% because consumers spent less, there were fewer new homes built, and expenditures on equipment and software for business purposes fell.
The latest news on the economy doesn't seem to be a problem for the stock market. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up more than 21 points. Dow Industrials gained better than 900 points in the last two trading sessions. Former Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick has a court date at this hour in Sussex, Virginia. CBS's Jim Krasula has that.
At one time, Michael Vick was the highest paid player in the NFL. He's now bankrupt and serving a 23-month federal prison term for dogfighting. He'll appear in a Virginia courtroom and is expected to plead guilty to state dogfighting charges. Vick hopes that will hasten his release and he can get back to football.
New car buyers who want a really safe vehicle have a wide variety of models to choose from. David Zuby with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says 72 models are on a new list of safe vehicles.
Chrysler is the only manufacturer not to have a single top safety pick. They fell short in head restraints.
Ford led with 16 models on the list. A watchdog group is out with its list of video games that parents might want to stay away from this holiday season. CBS's Larry Miller has that.
You might want your kids to stay away from gear wars filled with slit throats and chainsaw-equipped assault rifles. That's one the National Institute on Media and Family suggests may not be a good present to give this holiday season. They also say stay away from Blitz, the League 2, where rival football players target opponents' body parts. On the recommended list for ages 13 and older, Rock Band 2 is highly rated, or you could go for Spider-Man, Web of Shadows. Larry Miller, CBS News.
A senior defense official says Osama bin Laden's one-time driver will be released from the Guantanamo Bay prison camp and sent home to Yemen in a couple of months. This is CBS News.
Frankly, I don't understand fuel cell technology, but everybody understands cleaner air. That's why Chevy is putting a test fleet of 100 hydrogen-powered Equinox fuel cell vehicles in metropolitan New York City, D.C., and L.A. Hydrogen fuel cells produce zero emissions other than water vapor and use zero gasoline. So next time you see one, remember you can't buy them, but you can applaud. Someday our grandkids may be cruising in them under some really beautiful blue skies. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
It's the Sam's Club members-only day after Thanksgiving event. So what's on your holiday list?
I want a Wii system with games.
And I want my own Wii remote.
An HDTV for football season. 32, 42, 52-inch height.
That's why the Sam's Club day after Thanksgiving event should be on your holiday shopping list. Find the season's must-have gifts, all at members-only prices. Not a member?
What?
There's still time to join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. The Sam's Club members-only day after Thanksgiving event. Friday, November 28th. Doors open at 5 a.m.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Longmont police say they've received 25 complaints that credit card numbers used in local restaurants were stolen and used to make purchases out of state. Police say the credit cards were used at up to three restaurants. Louis Cavallo of Longmont says his number was used for a $900 purchase at a Walmart in Las Vegas. Colorado residents making ends meet in whatever ways they can. Kathy holds down three jobs, freelance accounting, marketing, and working in a flower shop. She likes the variety, but there are drawbacks.
The downside to it is that it's all I bill on an hourly basis, and so if I decide to take a week's vacation, I don't get paid.
The Castle Rock woman buys private health care for herself and her daughter. The Colorado State Fair going to a four-day work week to cut utility costs. Full-time employees will work 10-hour days at least until April, saving an estimated $53,000. Not every business is shying away from the shaky economy. Aspen ski officials expect a 5 to 15% downturn in business, but don't plan to cut any staff or close any runs. Aspen plans to hire some 3,500 workers, the same number as last season. And Eric Scott, a record setter. Scott flew across the Royal Gorge yesterday with a jetpack strapped to his back.
He's doing great. He's got a swarm of media around him, a big, huge smile on his face, and so happy he went fast across the gorge, that's for sure.
Kelly McClear with Go Fast Sports. Scott did 75 miles an hour as he made the trip across the gorge in 21 seconds. Sports, former Rockies manager Don Baylor returning to the team as hitting coach. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Speeds are dipping into the 20s and 30s for southbounders on I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Volume is also building on 225 after Parker Road, as well as westbound 76 near 74th up to I-25 in the foothills rollover on I-70 right around Genesee. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now through Wednesday at Office Depot, get the TomTom Go One 125 GPS for only $99.99. Plus get the...
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 62. Nice to have you along. Sunrise looks great today. Really does. I can see off into the mountains where there's snow on top of there, and the sun is slowly but surely crawling its way up into the sky. And the last thing you really need, I think, on a Tuesday morning is some idiot on the radio giving you a description of what it looks like outside. Let's talk about something that affects all of us, and particularly this holiday season, and that's the economy. Dr. Christian Weller, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and associate professor of public policy at the University of Massachusetts, Boston, his expertise is in the area of retirement income security, macroeconomics, money and banking, and international finance. He's also a research scholar at Political Economy Research Institute at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. And we've had him on before, and it's good to have him back on again. And Dr. Weller, thanks for coming back on.
Thank you very much for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. So let's attempt to like break this down and explain some of this stuff. There's a story this morning that the Fed, the Treasury and the Fed, are going to act to boost lending, and that the money they're talking about is very, very substantial. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think at this point the Fed and the Treasury are taking another look at the TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program. Originally, that was $700 billion. That money had been allocated, or about $350 billion, roughly have been allocated to various efforts, including injecting capital into the banking system. And then Henry Paulson came out, the Secretary of Treasury, and said, like, look, I still have $350-400 billion that I could spend. I'm going to only hold off on that to see how the first $300 billion that I spent are going to work and whether that's going to stabilize the markets. And that got a lot of people riled up, and because basically it was like, well, you came to us, you said you needed $700 billion, and you have barely spent half of it, and now you're saying you don't need the money. Well, like, one of those two storylines didn't work. The Treasury and the Fed are now taking another look whether they should start spending money, in particular lending. Again, the discussion is a little bit fuzzy. It goes on whether the Treasury should start buying up some mortgages, some troubled mortgages, which they haven't done so far. And there the question is, if you buy up mortgages, is there a good way to structure the purchases of these mortgages so you can help homeowners? Or is the money better used to buy up money and help lending in consumer loans, in car loans, in student loans, and so on and so forth? That's where the discussion is at this point.
I'd water the plant from the bottom.
Sorry?
I said I'd water the plant from the bottom.
Yeah, I think that the problem is watering the plant from the bottom would mean you actually give people income. And that's not what the TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, really does. And I think that's where I think we're running to the problem that there was some misunderstanding that this essential financial market bailout could do everything. I think part of it was poor messaging. Part of it was just a reluctance on the part of the existing administration to actually have an economic stimulus, and not wanting to really have a discussion over an economic stimulus. But that's ultimately what needs to happen. You need to marry the financial relief, the financial stabilization program, with real household relief. And that means you need to make sure that people have jobs, that people have incomes, that people have wages, that people have benefits. And that will require a massive bailout. I think a lot of people have swallowed a little bit when President-elect Obama said yesterday that he's looking for a stimulus package of $500-700 billion, but most economists agree that that's probably what it needs.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good that he was saying that. 7:11, 11 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Dr. Christian Weller with us, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. All right, Citigroup. Now, if we've already given them, correct me if I'm wrong, we've already given them $25 billion. Now they want another $25 billion. And the argument being made is, if they go down, so does the financial system. Your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, you can make that argument for pretty much any of the large banks, but Citibank is one of the largest. Depends a little bit on what day of the week you're looking at, but they are one of the world's largest banks in the world. If Citibank goes under, the fear is that you destroy a lot of wealth, that a lot of loans will be recalled very quickly, and more importantly, a lot of loans won't be made to borrowers who could still pay those loans and who need those to run their businesses. So you need to step in. The question is, there's a number of issues here. What's the most effective way of making sure you stabilize the banks without really squandering money? So injecting money into the system, that's what the government has already done, buying up essentially ownership stakes in the banks, including Citibank. What we're now talking is a loan guarantee program. The Treasury, the Fed, the FDIC have said they're backing up a little over $300 billion in risky loans that Citibank has made. That's a different animal now, because you're not really spending money unless things go really badly, and nobody expects that $306 billion will actually be lost, that a small portion of that will be lost. So this is part, again, of what the Fed and the Treasury and others have done over the past year, and that is these confidence-building measures to get the private entities to lend to each other, and basically the federal government has stepped in, and so have other foreign governments in their markets to kind of give guarantees to investors and say, like, everything is fine, you can bring your deposits to the banks, and they will still be around, and we'll make sure that the money is there. I think we're going to continue seeing a lot of these things happening well into 2009, possibly beyond that. unless you somehow fundamentally change the equation, and that is you got to look back at how we got into this crisis. And we got into this crisis because people didn't have jobs, people didn't have income, so they borrowed to the gills. And that's ultimately the fundamental thing, the fundamental part of the equation. You got to change. You got to allow people to start repaying their loans and at the same time maintain their consumption. And the only way you can do that is if you boost incomes and wages and jobs. And that really is the discussion, a national and international discussion that we need to have of how do you get what typically called the real economy, how do you get the real economy moving and growing again, and that requires at least a strong economic stimulus package with a sensible economic recovery plan for the next 5 to 10 years.
All right, we got about 5 minutes left, less than that. Two quick questions. One, is trickle-down Reaganomics dead? And two, can we turn this thing around?
Well, I think the news of trickle-down's death have been premature. The ideology that benefits the rich and the powerful will never die out. They will somehow come back, especially in a short memory society like ours. We can certainly turn the thing around. At this point, I think nobody is really advocating or not seriously advocating for more trickle-down economics where we're going to give more tax cuts to the rich, especially now that Senator McCain has lost the election. So the question is, what do we do now? And I think it's important, if you look at some of the statements and the announcements of the new economic policy team that President-elect Obama is bringing in, these are people who are very pragmatic. They have been associated with the government, in the government, for many years, and they know how to handle crises. That applies to Tim Geithner, the incoming Secretary of Treasury. That applies to Larry Summers, the incoming Director of the National Economic Council in the White House. So these are people who really know how to handle a crisis because Tim Geithner has been involved in managing the current crisis, and Larry Summers was involved in some of the Asian financial crisis, the Mexican financial crisis. So these are people who know what they're doing. I think they're building a broad consensus across a lot of constituencies, and they're willing to go big. There's none of this talk of, like, let's balance the budget first and make sure the government is all in order. And no, they're saying, like, look, we have a massive problem, and we got to address the problem. We'll get to the fiscal responsibility as a second step. But it is actually fiscally responsible at this point to spend a fair amount of money to get the economy growing so that ultimately we will have the tax revenues and maintain the spending programs that we've promised.
And give people some relief.
That is part of the package. I mean, there's going to be a little bit of tax cuts for low and middle income families in the mix. But by and large, the incoming Obama team is focused on really one thing, and that's jobs. And I think when President-elect Obama talks about 2.5 million jobs, given that he's talking about spending $500 to $700 billion, I think that's a completely realistic goal.
All right, I know you got a class to teach this morning. Thanks for taking time out to be with us. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, there's Dr. Christian Weller, and you can check out his work at AmericanProgress.org. Coming up at 7:30, we'll have Robert Borsage on, president of the Institute for America's Future and co-director of its sister organization, the Campaign for America's Future. We'll ask him his assessment about what's going on. And I'll bring up the question to him about people who are on the left who are griping about the choice of people like Larry Summers and others. And we'll see what he has to say about that. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and John Turk with traffic.
Jay, still looking like a standard drive around town, just the usual jams, but nothing out of the ordinary. We're also accident-free on the major highways around town. Seeing the stop-and-go conditions, southbound 2 1/4 from Parker Road onto I-25. Now on I-25, the usual jams up in Northland at 104th. Again, after I-70, going to be a little thicker there. Speeds dipping into the teens and 20s. Working a rollover crash on I-70 in the high country, this near Genesee, not really affecting traffic, but is catching some looks. Back in town, like I said, we're looking really good. No problems on C-470 this morning. Little jams from Wadsworth up to Santa Fe, but speeds are in the 40s and 50s there. Your forecast, mild and windy at times with mostly sunny.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Maybe it's just me being a coach and all, but I thought winning was supposed to be hard. So Staples is doing this gifted for free thing where 10,000 people are going to win their entire purchase. GPSs, digital cameras. You know what? You're awesome at listening to the radio. You deserve a trophy or something, too. I mean, everyone else is winning these days. 10,000 winners, everything in the cart. Where's the challenge, Staples? Go to giftedforfree.com if you absolutely must. No purchase necessary. Go to giftedforfree.com for official rules. Must be 18 or older. Ends 12/24/08.
Finding something you can rely on is easier than you think. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, and our batteries are just around the corner from you. Sold at over 200,000 retailers. Heck, we're in every county in the U.S. And that means it's easier than ever to own the Interstate Battery peace of mind. Because with one of ours, you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit InterstateBatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Tested, trusted. Interstate Bad
Wolf, Mila, Gaggenau, Decor KitchenAid, and much more. They'll bring your kitchen of your dreams to reality. Visit their incredible showrooms, and they are incredible because I've been there, in Denver, Fort Collins, and Boulder. Enjoy a cup of cappuccino or a coffee and learn about the latest appliance innovations and how they can significantly add value to your home and nurture your passion for cooking. Visit 4BAC.com for store locations or call 303-789-9945. That's 303-789-9945 for more information. Building Appliance Center. Let them bring your kitchen dreams to reality.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Instead of paying more for car insurance, you'd rather pay less. Call you crazy, but for some strange reason, you like saving money. And guess what? With things like money-saving rates, multi-car discounts, and good driver discounts, Geico's always looking for ways to lower what you pay for great car insurance. Huh. Guess you can call us crazy, too.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This week only, you can get the new TomTom 1 125 for under $100. It's the GPS that works right out of the box, and at just $99.95, it's the perfect holiday gift at the perfect price. TomTom, go confidently.
This is going to be a tough holiday season for countless families across America, yet those in Washington seem to take such a callous attitude, allowing this grind to continue without action. Look, we're in debt up to our ears. Can we at least feel good about it?
Ed Schultz, mornings 10 to 1.
Can we get some kind of tax credit? Can we get some kind of relief? Can you do something for the short-term holiday season?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Why not?
Here's AC/DC, which is playing tonight at the Pepsi Center. I won't be there. John, are you going?
I really, really wish I was. Anybody want to take me?
The lines are ringing off the hook.
Yeah. Let's go to the first call to take John to the AC/DC concert. Well, nobody there. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7, mostly sunny, high today 62, and the news here this morning is that the U.S. Federal Reserve has announced plans to buy $800 billion worth of mortgage and asset-backed securities to try to give the economy some kind of a boost or shot in the arm, and we'll see if that works. John brought up a really good point, and I think this is really true. I think there's a lot of us, I include myself in this, that we totally don't completely understand what's going on and why we're in the position we're in. We all have our theories. We all have what we think are ideas as to why. We all think we have ideas on how to fix it, but I don't think we're totally sure about what's going on. We only know that there seems to be this big hangover effect, as I said in the first hour, over all of this, and that virtually everybody I talk to and my friends all have the same thing. It's not bad enough that they're insecure about their jobs. It's not bad enough that things are tight. But they're also having, for some strange reason, things happen to them, which they normally wouldn't have happen. Car repairs, medical bills, sorted other problems. And most of us, well, we don't have a lot of money to play with in these areas. And so it sets us back when any of these things happen. And I don't believe in karma, per se. But, see, that's it. I just don't want to ask this on the air, because I think it makes me sound like an idiot. But are we reaping some kind of weird karma here? And if we are, what have we all done to get this? Now, what I mean is, not what the government has done, but what you and I have done. We haven't done anything. And we're kind of in a malaise. And I wonder if that has something to do, too, with the economy, and that nobody has any faith in anything. I wonder how many of you are seeing cutbacks at the places where you work and are coming into work wondering, well, all right, when is the grim reaper of unemployment going to get me? We're certainly having it happen here in the radio business where people are getting ejected right and left. I always love it, too, when some people get blown out. They always say, I decided to leave for fresh opportunities. Translation, they handed me my severance check and told me to get the hell out of the door, out of the radio station and don't come back. But I wonder how many of you are walking in and finding that, well, there used to be somebody in the cubicle next to you, but now that person's gone. Or there was somebody who you were working with in whatever the capacity is, and now that person is gone, or two or three people are gone, because management has turned around and said, all right, we've got to cut these jobs because of the economy, or because there's no longer any demand for, or there's lagging demand for what you do. I mean, I think sometimes about, I'm out of here most days at 12 noon. Well, how about going out there and getting a part-time job, just for the hell of it? But there are no part-time jobs to be had that I know of that I could do. John and I have talked about burning the candle at both ends and driving around delivering pizzas. How much do you make for delivering a pizza, John?
I imagine you could probably make anywhere from 10 to 20 bucks an hour delivering pizzas. That would be my guess. I know when I was delivering pizzas back in college, I was making about 15 bucks an hour, and that was like in 95, 96.
You know what I want to do? But I can't do it because it would clash with these hours.
What's that?
I want to drive a truck for Royal Crest Dairies and go around to people's houses and drop off milk.
Be nice and quiet, nobody to mess with you.
At 3 o'clock in the morning. So if there's anybody listening at Royal Crest Dairies, you got any part-time jobs after 12 noon, man, I'm interested. I've always wanted to get in the dairy business. Hey, anybody from Royal Crest going to call? That's what I thought. Too old to get secondary employment. Let's go to Brad in Denver. Brad, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Well, to answer your question about karma, what we could do is take a page from the right-wing religious right and say that this is God's punishment to us for having George Bush in office for the last 8 years.
Yeah, the only trouble is, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but damn, man, what did we do? You know, how in the world did we cause that to happen? I mean, we didn't vote for him.
No, but it's a little hard to inflict this type of damage individually on people. So as a nation, we're having to pay for the sins of the administration.
Yeah, I don't want to be held responsible.
Oh, I agree.
I don't deserve that kind of karma. Do you think you deserve that kind of karma?
Well, no. But, you know, that's what the religious right used for the hurricanes and the World Trade Center and everything else, that we were somehow responsible, so God inflicted his damage on us. So I figured, well, we'll use the same page and just blame it on Bush, which is mostly his fault anyway.
So in other words, the idea is we're reaping what we sow.
Exactly.
Trouble is, though, you and I and so many other people had nothing to do with the sewing part.
That's right.
So if the karma's going to hit, why doesn't it hit on those people that are responsible and leave the rest of us alone?
Well, I'm a firm believer of what goes around comes around, so I think they'll get their chance.
You know something? I don't even know if I agree with that, because I know lots of people who deserve to get it and never do.
It always catches up with you one way or another.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I really do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Then
all the world religions teach that.
Okay, so when does it catch up to you? Does it catch up to you when you pull the plug?
Not necessarily. I mean, there's things that go on, I'm sure, in Bush's private life that nobody knows about that he's probably paying dearly for it in some respects.
Yeah, I got an example of something that could be karma, but the trouble is, if I give the example, people are going to be mad.
Well, you'll never make everybody happy.
Okay, my half-sister, who I can't stand, I found out some guy tried to snatch her purse, and she tried to fight him, and he punched her in the face. And she got, like, a big black eye.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at Mary last night, and I said, well, just goes to show you, what goes around comes around. But that's not really kosher on my part, is it?
Well, you'd have to explain more of the history behind that.
She is a totally and completely insane, uncooperative, dominating human being.
Well,
with an evil mind.
There you go.
All right, so what comes around goes around, right?
Goes around, comes around.
Oh, yeah, what goes around comes around, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Brad, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
All right. You believe in that, John? Do you believe in what goes around comes around?
Yeah. We've talked about that. Yeah, most definitely.
Well, how come I see all these people in the world who have done all this stuff and they never... They keep getting away with it.
It'll come to them. It'll come around.
Probably not in our lifetimes, though.
Well, you know, maybe in the afterlife. We talked about this, I think, a couple days ago.
But I don't believe in an afterlife.
I know you don't.
So what you're saying is I'm not going to get any kind of relief.
Probably not.
No. That's what I thought.
Punished in purgatory.
That's what I thought. Purgatory is walking the face of the earth with no justice in sight.
Exactly.
7:31, 31 minutes after the hour, Turk meets out traffic justice.
Jay, starting to see things really build in Highlands Ranch. Stop and go conditions eastbound C-470 from around Santa Fe up past Quebec. Also, real busy on southbound 25 coming into town. Now the backups go from 120th down to 84th. Going to break loose for you for a few miles and then get busy again once you get past I-70. If you're heading out of Aurora, southbound 225, full at Colfax. And again, after Parker Road, it's also building there for northbounders. Just one accident out there, and it is in the high country, a rollover eastbound I-70 near Genesee. Things looking really good so far here in the metro. Your forecast, sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-60s, currently 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The holidays are almost here. Shop Walmart first this Friday. Get fleece-lined hoodies for only $8 from...
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You have got to check out Icon LASIK. Why? Because they can do your eyes starting at $4.99 per eye. They have done over 65,000 procedures. They did my eyes, and they've done eyes of friends of mine. So if you're eye shy, or if you've always wanted LASIK, Icon is the place to go. Visit them in Denver at their location in Mexico and Colorado. You can't miss it. There's a big sign right there. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or pick up the phone and call them, 720-524-1001.
The leaves have fallen, and you'll be raking in the savings when you shop at The Lumber Guy. It's a great time to start those indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget. chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Definitely help you out. And you'll definitely get more bang for your auto buck, and you'll get a good deal. I've said this repeatedly, and I'll say it again, that I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. And also, very, very thankful to Rocky's Autos, which has supported this program from the very beginning and supports this radio station. Rocky's Autos, there's no better place to buy a vehicle. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
If you see a boy who struggles to walk or climb stairs, you could be noticing symptoms of Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Duchenne is the most common lethal genetic disorder of childhood. If you suspect your son or a boy you know may have Duchenne muscular dystrophy, contact Parent Project Muscular Dystrophy to learn more. Treatments exist that can make a real difference. Why not become informed about what you can do?
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you hear a lot of messages trying to get you to buy something. Well, this is a message about buying into something. Let's redefine Christmas. Consider giving those you care about donations to their favorite charities in their names and ask that they do the same for you. Your giving will do far more good in the world, and chances are you'll like the way it feels. If this sounds like something you can buy into, visit the website redefinechristmas.org.
This morning at 10.
Well, the federal government willing to spend money on the banking industry, but not for the automakers? Senator Byron Dorgan will join us to talk about that, and Congress is reacting to Obama's economic rescue plan. Do they like it? If 41 million people are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, we'll give you some of the do's and don'ts before you leave home. It's all coming up on The Ed Schultz Show.
The Ed Schultz Show, this morning at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
We've got to restore some balance to our tax code. And the Bush tax cuts were disproportionately targeted towards the very wealthiest Americans. Those who are making more than $250,000 a year can afford to pay a little bit more. There's Barack Obama, President-elect Barack Obama, talking about the economic situation, and that was from yesterday. Mostly sunny, high today, 62, and we're going to get, I want to talk to you about this karma thing, but so hang on if you're hanging on. If you want to join us, 303-713-7600, but we're going to talk first to Robert Borsage, who is president of the Institute for America's Future and a co-director of its sister organization, the Campaign for America's Future. The organizations were launched by 100 prominent Americans to challenge the rightward drift in U.S. policies. And Mr. Borsage is an expert on economics and national security. And we welcome you to the show. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
All right, I'll ask you the question we've been asking, what I've asked the other people. Is this some kind of karma that all of this is going on? Is this what goes around, comes around? Is this lack of consumer confidence and lack of confidence in the marketplace?
Well, consumers, you know, we've watched households lose over, I think, about $12 trillion in assets between the collapse of housing prices and the collapse of the stock market. So it's not surprising that everybody's tightening their belts.
All right. You don't buy the what goes around, comes around argument, do you?
I think there is an element to that in the sense that we've been on this spree for a long time, and now people have watched their dreams evaporate, and so they're starting to get cautious.
Is this a Neftel to Neftel? What is wrong with me? Is this a death knell to trickle-down Reaganomics?
Well, it damn well better be, and certainly the election was a referendum on it, where Barack Obama ran openly over the last month on the failed economic policy of the last decades, and John McCain ran openly against redistributionist socialism, and people certainly voted against Reaganomics, and I don't know that they voted for socialism, but they voted for a dramatic change.
Well, what's wrong with Euro-socialism?
A little social democracy here is going to be inevitable.
No, I mean, well, you know, I always have people say that to me. Oh, well, okay, but I don't want Euro-socialism. Well, wait a minute, what's wrong with Euro-socialism? They seem to be doing okay. I mean, okay, they've got economic troubles because we have economic troubles, but they seem to have a pretty good quality of life there.
Yeah, I think what the Europeans did that we chose not to do was to guarantee by law a basic social contract for people. So if you're a worker in Europe, you get national health care, you get 38-hour weeks, you get 5 or 6 weeks guaranteed paid vacation, you get early retirement, you get a range of benefits that we either left to the private market, to workers to negotiate, you know, with their companies, or we don't have it all. And so they live a different life. That is, they are taxed more and they, have smaller homes, but they have a great deal more security.
Yeah, and that's the big image. That's the big problem now. It seems to me that the country's in, like, mass neurosis over the fact that none of us, and I mean none of us, feel secure in our jobs. Well, maybe there's some people out there who do, but most people who call me and the people I run into are not secure in their jobs. They don't.
I think if you're a Citibank executive this week, you feel pretty secure.
Well, yeah, okay, because they got, and I take it that means that you're against the bailout of them. And if the bailout is wrong, how true are the predictions that were made that if we don't prop them up, the economy's going to collapse?
Well, I don't think you can let them go under. It is literally too big to fail. But I certainly think it's outrageous that we are propping them up without any basic conditions. We're not demanding that they make loans again. We're not demanding that their executives who drove them off this ditch be replaced. We're not demanding that their shareholders share some of the losses. I think it is a pretty generous bailout for that company. And the problem with it is, Citibank won't be the last. The rest of the banks will start to line up with the same kinds of problems, and then Citibank will be back for more because that balance sheet's as the economy turns down, that balance sheet's going to get worse, and they're going to have to need more help. So. We've got to have a much more aggressive process of reorganizing the banks, reducing the number, reducing the size, putting them under strict regulation, outlawing exotic instruments, forcing them to make the kinds of loans they want to make if they want government to stand behind them.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I see. 7:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Robert Borisage is with us, president of the Institute for America's Future and co-director of its sister organization, the Campaign for America's Future. What I see, and what I see most people facing, including myself, is lack of security while the CEOs and the higher-ups have plenty of it and have plenty of money.
Well, that's been a long-term trend. You know, we've had this rise of inequality over really 30 years of Reaganomics, of conservative economics, where the very wealthiest Americans captured the great bulk of the rewards of increased productivity and profitability, and wages for most Americans stagnated. And insecurity got worse because they started getting charged more for their health care, or started having companies roll back health care. The companies went from pensions to these 401ks that they contribute less to and are much less secure. And so over 30 years of relative prosperity in the country, most Americans found themselves in positions that were less secure and with wages that weren't keeping up with the prices that they had to pay on basics like health care and education.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like the Earl Browder of the Democratic Party. That's been a long time since you've heard his name.
Well, you have to be an oldster to know that name.
Or how about Henry Winston? It reminds me. I go to this meeting of the Communist Party of the United States, like in 1969, and there's Henry Winston, and I can't remember who the other guy was. He took Browder's place. Can't think of his name. Ran for president a couple of times. Anyway, it's him and a bunch of old people.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, that's all that's left. But anyway, to get back to the topic, I don't want to be considered the Earl Browder of American economics. But you know something? This is class warfare. And it's time to openly acknowledge that is class warfare, and that those of us farther down the food chain have been stepped on for 28 years, and it has led to no good, and at some point we have to figure out that, hey, this is the wrong way to go. And I'm not suggesting that people grab shotguns and get in the streets, but I'm saying that we've got to hold our legislators accountable and get this thing turned around.
You don't have to be Earl Browder. You know, that's Warren Buffett's position, the sage of Omaha, the leading investor in America, says that we've had class warfare and his class has been winning. And he objects vociferously to the fact that he pays a lower tax rate than his secretary does. And he offered investors across the country at the top of the banks and hedge funds $1 million if any of them could prove that they paid a higher tax rate than their assistants did. And no one's taken them up on the bet yet. So, yeah, you don't have to be Earl Browder. You can be anybody who looks at the economy with a clear eye and understand what's been happening. And there's no question we have to have a fundamental change. I mean, this economy now has gone off the cliff. We're into what is going to be a deep and long recession, and it's going to take a big amount of stimulus and recovery and investment from the government to both do what we've already been doing, which is trying to restructure. We haven't done enough restructuring yet, but restructure the banking system and save it, and then get the economy going. But at the end of the day, once the economy starts going again, you can't go back to the economy we've had in the last 3 decades, which has been based on high consumption and stagnant wages bridged by increasing levels of debt. That can't be sustained anymore. So we're going to have to move to a much different economy, and that's the debate we will have in the first months and years of the Obama administration. It's my belief that we are going to have to go to a much more of a situation where we guarantee basic security to working people, health care, a pension system that gives you a secure retirement, paid vacations, etc., and you make companies compete within that framework rather than compete to undermine that framework.
Who comes out on top with all of this?
Well, at this point, you have a process where everybody is in trouble, but there's no question that a crisis like this doesn't reduce inequality. It feeds it.
Yeah. You know, in my business, everybody's getting blown out. I found out today that a guy who's a great talk show host, I don't particularly agree with his opinions. Matter of fact, I don't agree with his opinions. A guy by the name of Bob Grant, who you might have heard of.
Was he a ranter?
Yeah, he's kind of a ranter. Well, he he did insult radio, which a lot of us did in the 80s. But he got popped from WABC, there's this rumor, last night before his show. Now WABC, one of the biggest talk stations in this country, has one live local show. The rest of them are all syndicated.
Well, yeah, that's happening in newspapers that are, the Los Angeles Times, one of the great newspapers once in America, just shut its Washington bureau. It will rely totally on the wires for news out of the nation's capital. It's happening across many different industries as this recession starts to take hold and people start to really cut back.
Yeah, we're the new auto workers.
Yeah.
So why can't we have a bailout?
Well, why can't the auto workers have a bailout? One of the stunning things to me of the last period is we just handed Citibank $25 billion about 3 weeks ago. Then overnight, this weekend, we handed them another $20 billion while guaranteeing $300 billion worth of toxic paper that's in their basement. And it wasn't a murmur about it. It wasn't an objection. No requirement that they have a plan. No requirement that they have a way out of this mess that they've built for themselves. That's any different. Citibank officials said, we're going to just stay on the plan we've had in effect, whatever the devil that is. And yet when the auto industry comes and it says we're in trouble, the entire, nobody's buying cars anymore because of the credit crunch, and we need a bridge loan, the entire Congress goes up in arms. So all these workers are making $57,000 a year. It's outrageous how well paid they are, et cetera. And you don't have a plan to transform your industry, et cetera. So nothing for you. Well, there's a huge difference here between the guys who are making millions on Wall Street walking away with literally hundreds of billions of dollars of guarantees without a murmur, and the people working on Main Street who somehow are seen as kind of overpaid workers because they're making $57,000 a year.
Yeah, well, beat up on the labor unions and the working person. Robert Borisage, president of the Institute for America's Future and co-director of the sister organization, the Campaign for America's Future. Thanks, man, for being on. I really appreciate it, and I hope you, as things develop here, we can get you back on again.
Look forward to it. Take care.
Thanks. All right, it's 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. If you're wondering what's going on with the whole market thing, we'll find out from Mike Spears coming up here. And if I don't have time to get your calls in about this, we'll pick up the karma and the whole thing on the other side, because David and Berthoud has a really good point. It's like group punishment. It's unfair. And I really definitely want to hear what he has to say. John Turk with traffic.
Jay, starting to see traffic build on eastbound approaches into the city, particularly on 270 and 6th Avenue. If you're traveling in from Commerce City, 270 full from 25 past Vasquez, and on 6th Avenue, you're going to start hitting it after Sheridan, maybe a little more once you approach Federal onto the interstate. On 25, the usual jams, first at 120th, again around 58th Avenue, and it's also tough going getting out of Parker this morning around Parker, or Aurora rather, at Parker Road on 225 in both directions, the south. Bound side a little fuller there. Just got one crash out there on the radar. It's been a pretty relatively easy morning as far as crashes are concerned. Just one right now on the ramp to Sheridan from westbound I-70. Your forecast, mild and windy at times with mostly sunny conditions. Look for high around 65, currently 45 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now at Safeway, get double gas rewards on gift card purchases. Just spend $100 on gift cards with your club card for double.
Hi, this is Joe's truly Dr. Daddy, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
It's no secret how important fish oil is for a healthy heart, smooth skin, limber joints, even focus and concentration. And my Ultra Pure, Ultra Strength Omega 3 Super Fish Oil has up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil. Plus, it's mercury free. Okay, let's give them the number so they can call in for their free bottle.
Feel the difference of Omega 3 Super Formula. Call 1-800-600-5591. Try it before you buy it. Get your free bottle and also free skin rejuvenating serum by calling 1-800-600-5591. That's 1-800-600-5591.
7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. And let's get it from Mike Spear, Executive Vice President. All right, Mr. Spear, what's the stock market doing?
Hey, Dr. Marvin.
Should be up because they just made this announcement of the $800 billion.
Well, they did. It is. We are. I am. Easy for me to say, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The Dow is up 108 points right now at 85.50, so that's building on yesterday's almost 400-point gain and the prior day's 400-point gain. So we've had a real nice stretch in the market here. Again, the Dow up 113 right now. The NASDAQ Composite's off 2.5 points, not a lot. The S&P is up 10.5. The Marvin is basically flat, unchanged, up half a point on the day so far. Oil is back down a little bit, down about a buck at 53.51 a barrel. I saw today driving in $1.59 a gallon for oil, for fuel.
Isn't that unbelievable? Isn't that unbelievable?
Unbelievable. Really, really exciting. And a lot of my clients and people who I've met over a period of time who've come in to talk to us, whether they have dealt with this or not, I email out market commentary on a fairly regular basis to these people. And I asked them yesterday when I sent it out, hey, do you want to get these? Do you not want to get these? And an interesting comment came back from a client. His name is Daniel, and we'll just leave it at that. And it says, he says, I appreciate getting these. Actually, I think studying hope and optimism might be useful in developing investment strategies. The lack of hope and optimism is probably the largest driving force in our economy right now. Turning that trend around will likely be the force that turns around of the economy. So that's real interesting. An officer at an international bank, I just thought it was real interesting to get a comment like that. The people are, I think, really looking for some optimism and some hope. And I don't mean Pollyanna-ish type stuff, but a real constructive plan and something that that looks to the future with a positive outlook, but a realistic outlook.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that was an interesting comment. That's really kind of what we're focusing right now is, look, we've got a lot of strengths we can build on. How do we do that? Let's focus on how we move forward and how we make things better and really get a good plan doing that. So that's kind of what we're focusing on at Presidential Brokers right now.
Yeah, and for those of us that want optimism, that we want hope, and we want a good plan, Presidential Brokerage is the place to go. Either talk to Mike Spear, Executive Vice President. He's willing to do that at 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. Or talk to anybody at Presidential Brokerage, and you guys can help us negotiate the rough economic waters out there.
There you go. That's right.
That's right. A chicken in every pot. A Ford car in every garage, right?
Yeah, that's the idea. That's the ticket. Well, give us a call and let us know what your situation is. We'll share our thoughts with you and hopefully construct a positive, constructive plan going forward.
Okay, stay on the line for a second because I want to talk to you off the air if my phone cooperates.
You got it, pal.
If we get cut off, I'll just text message you.
Sounds good.
All right, hang on.
Thanks.
It's 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Wallet.
Now, are we at the gas station now?
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling these gas prices, too.
I'm the wallet down here. Head to a Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership.
Why?
Proper vehicle maintenance. A new air filter could save 41 cents a gallon. Correct tire inflation up to 12 cents a gallon.
Wow, that sure adds up.
Fat wallets are very in right now.
When your vehicle is at its best, it's most fuel efficient. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. A Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, fluid top off, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
Well, done. That was easy.
Maybe you should listen to your wallet more often.
Well, you're typically pretty quiet.
Well, I didn't want to be a pain in the...
Hurry in for the best deals we've had in years. Money-saving rebates on brakes, batteries, tires, and more. Visit your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury store or click ThinkFordNow.com. No appointment necessary. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. FastSourceFuelEconomy.gov. See participating dealership for rebate details through 11:30 a.m.
I'm Keith Larson. My wife Marin and I own and operate the Broadway Full Service Car Wash in Englewood. For 11 years, we've been providing our customers with the best quality and value for the dollar. I know there are many places to get your car washed, but if quality and satisfaction are important, then we want to earn your business. You can also avail yourself of our express detail services. Your satisfaction is our only goal. We're a block and a half north of Bellevue on the west side of Broadway. Stop in. Let us make your car look great, inside and out. Thank you.
Dog, 7:57 minutes after the hour, your AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, now we're going to begin to run out of time in this segment, but everybody hang on the phones. I know it's a pain in the rear. GJ, you said you were going to get to our calls. Okay, hang on. We're going to get into this thing about karma, about punishment, about what goes around comes around, and why it is. I mean, what do we do to deserve this? I mean, I have every belief we're going to get out of it, but... what's causing this? I mean, what do we do? Is this karma? Okay, I'll get my wishing well stick out after the news, and we'll see what water we can find. Stick around.
Minutes. The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Grosen.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation. The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. The Red Kettle program has been the Salvation Army's signature fundraising effort for many years. Through your generous donations, the Salvation Army has helped thousands of Denver families, especially during the holiday season. In fact, 83 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to help those right here in Denver. And the Red Kettle campaign provides seasonal employment by hiring bell ringers. The Salvation Army can't do this without you. Help a needy family in Denver this holiday season. Stop by your local King Supers, Safeway, or Walmart to make a donation. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Too much credit pushed the economy to the brink. The government hopes more credit will keep it from going over the edge.
This is a massive effort by the Federal Reserve.
The effort NYU finance professor Lawrence White is talking about calls for the government to spend $800 billion to buy risky mortgage and consumer loans. A second move to make credit more available to jumpstart the economy is about to be announced by the Treasury. This one is aimed at freeing up credit for credit card, auto, and student loans. The latest report on the economy points to weakness across the board, from the sharpest drop in consumer spending in 28 years to lower corporate profits and a slowdown in business investment. The report says gross domestic product shrank at a 0.5% annual rate in the third quarter. Economist Peter Morici.
Unfortunately, this is a precursor of worse things to come. Employment continues to contract, and many economists expect GDP to fall by about 3% in the fourth quarter.
A fresh reading on the housing market, the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index, shows that home prices have fallen more than 16% in the past 12 months, to the lowest level in close to 5 years. The stock market seems to be looking past the news on the economy. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are up 112 points, but the Nasdaq Composite is down about 4 points. In Sussex, Virginia, a short time ago, former NFL star Michael Vick pleaded guilty to state dogfighting charges. Vick's already serving time for federal dogfighting conviction. A Florida court has just ruled on gay adoptions. Live to CBS's Peter King. What did the court say, Peter?
Well, Frank, a Miami judge has shot down a Florida law that prohibits gays from adopting children. The case involves a North Miami man who was trying to adopt two foster kids that he's raised for 4 years. The judge says there's no rational basis for the law. The state says it will appeal.
Well, researchers in Norway have found that some breast cancers seem to go away without treatment. CBS's Dr. Holly Phillips says the study's interesting, but not definitive.
We do know some cancers can go away on their own. Very rarely it's been reported in childhood cancers, specifically one called neuroblastoma. But it has hardly ever been reported for breast cancer, and so we shouldn't jump to that conclusion right now.
The Pentagon official says Osama bin Laden's one-time driver, Salim Hamdan, will be released from the Guantanamo Bay prison camp in January and sent home to Yemen to finish the rest of his terrorism sentence. CBS News consultant and former CIA analyst Mike Scheuer says Hamdan can expect a hero's welcome and may have a job waiting when he gets out.
If I was still working for the United States government, I would have no confidence at all that this fellow won't eventually find his way back to working for Osama bin Laden in South Asia.
Incumbent Republican Norm Coleman still leads the recount of this month's Minnesota Senate race, but the lead over comedian Al Franken is down to 172 votes out of almost 3 million cast. The race may not be decided until 3 weeks from now when the state canvassing board meets. This is CBS News.
Why hasn't someone thought of this before? Take the hybrid to its logical extreme. Put a hybrid propulsion system in a place where it can do some real good. A full-size SUV utilizing electric and gasoline working together to do full-size chores. The Chevy Tahoe Hybrid. It's a whole new level of efficiency. The Green Car Journal thinks so. They named it their 2008 Green Car of the Year. At participating dealers only. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
Truck on the right, no signs in sight, which lane to take, can't make mistake, which way to go, too many roads, exit almost missed, need lane assist, get a new V, change lanes with ease, with lane assist,
exits you won't miss.
Nuvi knows the road, knows where to go. Navigation tool even saves you fuel.
Give a Garmin.
Give a Garmin.
Nuvi keeps you sane, ends driving pains. Garmin.com, Garmin.com.
Give a Garmin Nuvi with lane assist.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. An uncertain economy calls for more unorthodox ways to make ends meet. A Castle Rock woman joining a fast-growing segment of the workforce, job jugglers. Kathy works some days as an accountant, others as a marketing consultant, and her third job in a flower shop.
When I say I have three jobs, it makes me sound like Superwoman, but I'm not. I'm just working part-time in each one of them.
She makes full-time pay. The bad news, has to pay for her own health insurance. The Colorado State Fair going to a four-day work week to cut utility costs. Full-time employees will work 10-hour days at least until April. It'll save more than $50,000. Weak economy or not, it'll be a busy week at DIA.
Thanksgiving travel is always a busy time. The planes are going to be very full. And
the airport's Jeff Green says this Thanksgiving holiday will be almost as busy as last year. Sunday expected to be the busiest day of the weekend at the airport. And no snow, no promo. Good Morning America had planned to feature Glenwood Springs' annual lighting ceremony the day after Thanksgiving as part of its lead-up to Christmas programming. But a lack of snow has producers losing interest. GMA will look at Vail as well. But either way, they want snow. Sports, former Rockies manager Don Baylor returning to the team as hitting coach. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one crash to get in your way. It's on the ramp from westbound I-70 as you're trying to get onto Sheridan. But that's about it for trouble spots. Now, as far as the slow stretches go, we're still looking at a little bit of delays. Eastbound 6th Avenue, going to be dragging a little bit once you get past Sheridan towards I-25 as you're making your way out of Lakewood. Same deal on I-25 downtown. Slow speeds on 225 on that approach to Yosemite towards DTC. Those speeds will drop into the teens and 20s in spots. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers and save 10 cents per gallon at all participating King Supers fuel centers. Get details at King Supers. Right store, right price.
Looking for a market-proof vest? Try this one on for size. A market-proof CD from GMAC Bank. It's FDIC insured, and better yet, our 12-month CD has a 4.25% annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available, and it guarantees your money makes money. Lock in now. Go to GMACBank.com or call 1-866-246-BANK. Open a CD with as little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart. Simple. Safe. Member FDIC.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay. It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Available digitally at AM760.net. Send email, get podcasts, and check out my blog at jmarvinblog.com. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here, AM 760, a Progressive Talk. All right, karma. What goes around comes around. This economic malaise that we are hit with, is this a result of karma? I don't know about you, but I haven't done anything to deserve this. Yet everybody I talk to or run into always says the same thing. Boy, money's tight, and now I got this problem, or I got that problem. Whereas before, I never had these problems. I got problems with my car. I got problems with my health insurance payments. I've got all these. I got house repairs.
Jay, have you ever read the book? And I haven't gotten through it, but a lot of friends of mine and family say it's probably the greatest book ever written, is Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Oh, I've read it.
Have you read it?
Yeah.
I mean, is it? That's coming back to roost, you know, if you believe what that guy says.
Yeah, but the deal is, why are all these other ancillary things happening? That's what I want to know. All right, let's go to David in Berthoud, who has an interesting point. David, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. Well, if this karma thing is really real, I must be doing okay, because at 58, I won my first prize in my life. I won that Johnny Cash DVD last week.
Well,
you guys. Yeah, so, hey, you know, it can't be all that bad, this karma thing. But I had an idea. I'm a child of the 60s, and I remember, and you probably had the same experience, many of your listeners, of being in school and somebody, you know, flushed a cherry bomb down the toilet or something stupid. And most of us knew exactly the kind of nut jobs that were doing these kinds of things. And the next thing you knew, everybody in your grade or everybody in your class was being punished as a group. And we all hated it. You know, we all said, oh, woe is me. This is the worst. Well, in many ways, I think that's kind of what we're looking at right now, is that this is sort of a form of group punishment. But I have some thoughts about that group punishment from the old days. We usually knew who was likely to get us all in trouble, and we just sat around and didn't do anything. No one ever walked up to the thugs or the pranksters and said, hey, you know what, cool it, because this isn't what I want to deal. I don't want to deal with this stuff, you know. And in the last 8 years, maybe even more, a lot of us sat around and we watched the radical right just do crazy stuff. You know, they were blowing up abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood stuff. They declared people to be witches in Colorado Springs and drove them out of their houses. They shot doctors. They just went on and on and on. And we all sat there going, wow, these people are really crazy. But we didn't really ever step up and say, you know what, I'm kind of tired of this stuff. These people are causing problems that are becoming our problems. That's where group punishment comes from. Other people's problems become our problems because it becomes so systemic, you know? So reflecting back to earlier time in my life, I mean, the ultimate in group punishment was the Vietnam War. It really was. I mean, come on, all of a sudden we were all at risk to go in and be punished, if you will, because of other people's problems, other people's mistakes. And that continued until enough young people said, you know what? Not going to do it. I'm not doing it. And they started to push against the punishers and say, you got to come up with a different plan because we're not cooperating with this anymore. And, you know, it was a different time for sure. I mean, then it was the radical left. Now, the radical left wasn't, you know, all fun and games and good people, but they did, you know, I find myself sometimes saying, where are the Black Panthers when you really need them, you know?
Oh, yeah, listen, you know, at the risk of getting fired for the following comments, it's funny you should bring that up because last night, I was fishing around YouTube, and I was looking at old videos, film footage, of Huey Newton and Bobby Seale, and thinking to myself, look how far we've come, but then also look at the militancy that was going on then.
Exactly.
And you know, I've said this before. The days of going to the streets over all that stuff are over with. The way to do it now is technologically through the Internet.
Right.
But it's like, you know, what we need in this country, I think, is the realization that unless you are part of the corporate class in this country, whether you're a small business person or you just work for somebody, you are going to get screwed. And there used to be that old leftist saying about how labor and management have nothing in common. And you know something? It's really true. Because if they can dump you out, they will. If they can find a cheaper way to do it, they will. And they don't really care about what happens to you. There's no sense of loyalty or caring on the part of employers. It just doesn't exist anymore. I mean, the days of what you would see in films of, Sven worked here for 35 years, and here's a going-away party and a gold watch. Or, you know, Ike was one of my most trusted employees when we were developing the company. So I'll tell you what we're going to do, Ike. We're going to give you a piece of the company because you worked real hard and you helped develop it. That stuff is all dead now. And it's like, I don't know, sometimes I think what we need is, even though I have great hope with Barack Obama and I think he shows great promise, but sometimes what I think we need to do is have, and this is toward our legislators, not the president, but what we need is we need an electronic days of rage.
Yeah. Well, I also think that anyone who thinks the least bit progressively needs to pay a lot more attention to the radical right and do what they can to stop being, nice citizens and sitting around and going, well, gee, I really disagree with that, but I mean, they have the right to, you know, to stand in front of, funerals for Iraqi vets and scream, you know, America's going to hell and that soldier's going to hell and stuff like this. And we've got to be more, I don't want to say vigilant because it's not about going into the streets anymore, exactly as you said. But, you know, what the Black Panthers did was they created, if you will, because you're talking about karma, they created instant karma. They created instant karma for people that wanted to dole out group punishment to Black people. Like, you know, you can go ahead and dole out group punishment to Black people, but, you know, we're going to come get you, buddy. and then you'll have your instant karma. And all of a sudden people are like, gee, you know, maybe that's not what I want to do. Maybe I don't really want to these people because they might, like, hurt me. And, you know, I've said for years Martin Luther King was an amazing man, but I don't believe he would have prevailed, his vision would have prevailed if there wasn't a scarier alternative, which was the angry Black man with a gun saying, well, I don't care if I die, I'm going to kill you before I let you hurt my women and my people. And so it sounds a little dire, and I don't mean to harp on that too much, but I think we're going through a period of time where we're basically looking at group punishment because a lot of progressives, myself included, sat back and we said, you know, intellectually, these people have the right to say what they're saying. Dobson can be, out there saying these kooky things. You can say that gay people are going to hell. You can do all this kind of stuff. You know, really, hey, you know, you just got to let people be people. Well, then they start telling us that we're going to have to live their way. That's a different environment.
Yeah.
You know?
I think a lot of us have stood still, and I think in my case I helped bring some of this on, which disturbs me.
Yeah, me too.
And what, that I helped bring it on, or when I'm talking about help bring it on, I mean, I got on the air in order to keep my $250,000 a year job and sold the Iraq war to people. And, that, you know, what? Even though I knew it was wrong, I did it anyway because that's what I had to do to keep my job until I finally had enough.
Right.
And then I walked out.
Right. Well, I think some of us erred just by being civil, by being civil citizens, you know, and just going, okay, the guy next door is armed to the teeth, and he says he's going to kill anybody that doesn't defend his Christian values or whatever they may be, you know, and, you know, patriot nuts and all this kind of stuff. And we just sat there kind of going, huh, well, that's kind of strange and kind of interesting. But, you know, in an earlier time, those people would have eventually fallen so out of favor that the neighbors would have said, you know what, we're keeping an eye on you. We're not going to let you wiggle around like this. You know?
Let me leave you with this thought, and this is a positive one.
I got one other thing, too, but I want to hear your thought.
Okay, this is the positive one.
Yeah.
We sat back for 28 years, and we allowed the reactionary right wing, not conservatives,
right,
but the reactionary right wing build an alternative media machine.
Right.
We're now building our own through progressive talk radio and the Internet.
That's right.
And Barack Obama showed that we can do that, and I think that we need to grab on to that lesson, and we need to take it to heart. So we got to do the following things. One, you got to support sponsors on this radio station, local sponsors. You've got to support them. Number two, if you see a blog that you really like, and they have like a little PayPal thing that says make a donation, then you know something? Make a donation. Just if it's like $10.
Yeah.
And help keep alternative media alive. Because I want to point something out historically to you real quick. One of the things that went on during the Vietnam era was the advent of the alternative press and underground newspapers. That was number one. And number two, early FM radio, when they used to call it freeform radio, it was more than just playing music. It was an electronic gathering place.
That's right.
For people.
Right.
And so now what we need to do is we need to take the idea of alternative media and move it to the internet where it doesn't cost much to produce. And you've got people out there that are doing it, like Huffington Post and Truthdig, and there's a bunch of people out there. But we all need to jump into that fray. And then the other thing is progressive radio, we need to support that heavily and help build an infrastructure to take these people on.
Oh, absolutely. And I do think we need to take them on, hopefully, in the most positive, proactive, hopeful way that we possibly can.
Well, that's exactly right. And there's a lot of hope to be had out there, that's for sure.
That's absolutely right.
I got to go, Dave.
One quick thought. Healthcare, there's group punishment for you.
Well, we're going to rectify that, too.
Well, I got an idea.
All right, but I got to go. You're going to have to call me again with it because I got to go. I got to get traffic.
Sure thing.
All right, thanks, man. A couple of lines open here at 303-713-7600. We're talking about what goes around comes around, and also just basically about making sure that the progressive agenda gets heard. And I'm not talking about picking up Barack Obama because there are some people on the left that are doing that. And I say give him a chance. And he's taking the most practical way out, which is what we need, instead of impractical or unpractical?
Impractical. Impractical.
Yeah, impractical. All right, couple of lines open. Don't make me whip out MacArthur Park or Alvin and the Chipmunks, okay? Get involved in this conversation. Get off your half moons and become part of it. 303-713-7600, 820, 20 minutes after 8, Turk takes on traffic.
Jay, it looks like we're starting to make the clear early today. Looks like a lot of people are on vacation or getting out of work early. Also got the normal jams on southbound 25. First up in North Flint at 104th, but speeds are getting up into the 40s there. It is going to jam for you again around I-70. It loosens once you get past downtown, and then once you get in the narrows, going to bunch up again around Downing Street. 225 also loosening up in Aurora. Just seeing small jams after Parker Road as you approach Yosemite, and a couple of accidents out there. One on the ramp to Sheridan from westbound I-70. Another one, a two-vehicle crash. Emergency crews are on the scene. Eastbound 285, that's Hamden and Santa Fe.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jarrett!
Let the experts at Jarrett show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jarrett in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to